From TV news to entertainment, this fall's season may be a big showdown between scripted programs and cheaper-to-make variety and talk shows. In recent years, several critically acclaimed sitcoms and TV series got poor ratings and were canceled. For the sake of their jobs, the writers are hoping viewers like what's in store this year. To give us a sneak peek, we're joined by Eric Dagans. He's media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
So is it really sink or swim this season for these actors and writers?
That's my own theory. Not necessarily for all actors and writers, but we're coming off a season where some of the shows that were praised the most by critics, particularly ABC's Pushing Daisies, got canceled because they couldn't draw enough viewers to stay afloat. And Jay Leno is presenting a variety show at 10 o'clock across every night in the week, and it's cheaper. And if it works, it may inspire other networks to follow suit. So I think people who produce scripted programming are looking at this season and wondering what's going to happen and hoping that they can hold on to their jobs.
Hmm. Well, we've got a couple clips from two pilots that you like. The first is called Flash Forward. Let's give a listen.
The whole world's on pins and needles, people. Air traffic's been grounded. People scared to leave their homes, walk across the street. Hell, we got martial law across half this country. Priority number one, finding out what caused this. Priority number two is figuring out whether or not it'll happen again. You got it?
Okay, clearly some major crisis there. What's causing all that mayhem?
Well, this is tough to explain, but basically everyone in the world blacks out for 2 minutes and 17 seconds, I do believe. And when they come to, they realize that they have had a vision of what their life will be like 6 months in the future.
Uh-huh.
Now, as you can imagine, some people, if you're in a car, if you're in a train, if you're in an airplane, if you're getting operated on or something like that, they don't survive this event. They die. So in the midst of this gigantic tragedy, people are trying to come to terms with the glimpse of their future life that they've seen.
It sounds very stressful to watch. I mean, I can't imagine this lends itself to the nice, pat, happy ending every week.
No, this is going to be a Lost kind of style show where the central question is, you know, why did this happen? How did it happen? And can people change their futures? And it's a storyline that will keep you on the edge of your seat if you like this kind of thing for quite a while.
All right. Well, another program, slightly more mundane setting here. It's called Modern Family, and we've got a clip.
Dad!
What happened?
Luke just shot me! They're only plastic BBs.
Buddy, uncool.
That's it? No. The agreement was that if he shoots someone, you shoot him.
We were serious about that?
Yes, we were, and now you have to follow through.
He's got a birthday party.
What's more important here, Dad?
You can shoot him afterwards. He'll be home at 2.
I can't shoot him at 2. I'm showing a house at 2.
What about 3?
Okay, Daddy, get out your gun. What's the premise of this show?
This is a sort of a comedy about three groups of people who are kind of in an extended family. A gay couple, a sort of permissive a couple with kids, and also an older man who's married a younger woman, and she has a kid.
Yeah, this sounds like reality show meets sitcom.
it really does. Ed O'Neill, who people will remember as Al Bundy from Married with Children, is the older guy, and he's really funny in this. Everybody's really funny in this. It is a little sophisticated. The humor is complex, and I don't know if people will respond to it.
Hmm. All right, well, staying with comedy, this is an area where we see more people of color. We've got shows with Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and now a new show with Wanda Sykes. So do you see more Black and Latino viewers coming to late night TV?
It seems as if some of the cable channels and Fox have decided to counter program against all the white guys who are on the networks in late night with hosts who are people of color. And the sense is, you know, maybe when everybody's zigging, you should zag. What's interesting about Fox, for example, is that they have two other shows coming this fall that feature all black casts, although one of them is animated. and in a weird way, it harkens back to Fox's roots. You know, they started out with shows that were focused on black casts and black audiences as a way to get quick viewers from the networks. And
the
now they have two other shows that are going to do that, one called Brothers Live Action Comedy and one called The Cleveland Show that's a spinoff from Family Guy.
Huh. Well, you've shared with us a few shows that you like in the new schedule. Is there anything you've seen that promises to be just awful?
This is network television. They always have something like that. I do have to say that I can't think of a show that was just completely awful. I mean, Brothers, the show that I mentioned on Fox, you know, I really wanted to like it. I want to see more diversity in network programming, but it is a typical multi-camera sitcom, and a lot of the punchlines really fell flat. I didn't really like it. And I also have to say, I didn't really like The Cleveland Show, the animated spinoff of Family Guy, because I've never really gotten why Family Guy is so popular, and I didn't really like this show either.
All right. Eric Dagans is a television and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. He joined us from St. Petersburg. Thanks so much.
Thank you.